Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
Mark, tell people what Ticket Talk Back really is.
Yeah, Ticket Talk Back is all about getting involved in the conversation. We come up with a topic each and every day and that you guys get involved, and you always do, and you always have some great opinions as well. And I've got a funny feeling today you're going to have a lot of opinions about this one.
Yeah, I hope so. We've got quite a few things to talk about today, but we're going to kick off with this one. Holidaymakers are being urged to be alert to the risk of a terrorist attack when they are abroad.
Now, a film is being uploaded to YouTube. It went up yesterday, in fact, by the counter-terrorism authorities, telling travellers what to do if they're caught up in an attack. The police and the government ministers in the UK are supporting the effort and encouraging holidaymakers to take note of the run, hide, tell safety procedure.
Yeah, just over 2 years ago, you will remember in the news, big news, 30 Britons were among 38 people who were killed when a gunman opened fire at a Tunisian beach resort. It certainly does not only affect British tourists, though, this. If there's one thing we've learned from all of these terrible attacks, it's that terrorism does not discriminate when it comes to race or religion. Everyone can be affected by this when they travel.
Absolutely. Now, the Counter-Terrorism Authority says, we want people to think of this in the same way they do a safety film on an airline. Line like they show before they take off. They don't expect anything bad to happen, but it is a sensible safety precaution to show people what to do.
Yeah, a Foreign Office minister has actually encouraged people to watch this film before they go away, every time they go away. While there's no specific information that holidaymakers are going to be targeted this summer, it sets out simple steps that we can all take to minimise the impact of an attack if one does take place. Now, I want to give you a little listen to this film, but we really want to know from you today whether you would do this. This is now online. You can find it on our Facebook page for Dubai Eye. We've also tweeted it as well, at Dubai Eye 1038FM is where you find us on Twitter. That's our handle. But would you watch it? Are you going to do this? Are you going to take advantage of the fact that this video has been made to try and keep you safe when you travel? Or are you a bit more of a, no, that's terrifying, I'm going to stick my head in the sand, I don't even want to think about it?
Yeah, let's have a listen. I'll tell you my thoughts after we've heard this little clip.
Firearms and weapons attacks are thankfully rare. However, in the unlikely event of an attack, being prepared and knowing how to respond is important and may save lives. So this film will give you simple and straightforward advice on what to do if an attack occurs. It's an opportunity to plan your response, minimise the risk, and stay safe. If you hear gunshots, think about your safest option. If there is a safe route, run.
We have to get out of here now!
This is the best option. Act quickly.
Not leave the bag, leave.
Leave belongings behind and insist others go with you. Don't let their indecision slow you down. Once you identify a safe route, run. Make sure your route doesn't put you in the line of fire. Consider your exits and escape routes. If your escape route is no longer safe, find an alternative. Avoid dead ends and bottlenecks. If you can't move to safety, then hide. The best places to hide with protection from gunfire will have a solid physical barrier between you and the attacker. Lock yourself in and move away from the door. Barricade yourself in if you can. Turn your mobile phone to silent and switch off vibrate. Stay as quiet as possible. Don't shout or do anything that could give away your hiding place. If your escape route is still safe, get as far away from the danger area as you can. Only when you are safe, call the police. Tell them clearly where the attack is happening, where you are, how many attackers you have seen. When the police arrive, they will be armed. They will deal with the immediate threat first to prevent further casualties. This could take some time. The police may be unable to distinguish between you and an attacker.
Officers, stand up!
They may treat you firmly. Do everything they tell you to. Don't make any sudden movements or gestures that could be seen as a threat. Stay calm. Don't shout or wave, and keep your hands visible so they can see that you're unarmed. The police may ask for details about the building, the attackers, any hostages and casualties. Only when the threat has been neutralized will you be evacuated to safety. These kinds of attacks are rare, but having a plan, knowing how to respond, and being prepared will help you stay safe and could save your life.
So that film was uploaded to YouTube yesterday by the counter-terrorism authorities to tell travellers what to do if they're caught up in an attack. Terrifying stuff.
It is, isn't it? I mean, you know, and obviously with the picture as well, it's even more. But I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, if you were caught up in a situation like that, your adrenaline will kick in and you'll just fly into whatever mode you can to escape. You know, would you remember all of that? And it was kind of obvious stuff, obviously. You know, find an escape route, get out of there, get as far away as you possibly can, hide if you have to. Those are quite obvious things.
Well, they are suggesting that we watch it before we travel, every time we travel. So it's a little bit like, you know how they talked about it being like the in-flight video that we watch on the safety procedures?
Yeah.
I went and did like a flight safety course once, and they told me that you watch that video and you know how they tell you how to unlock the seatbelt?
Mm-hmm.
And you think to yourself, why on earth do I need to know that every single time? It's so obvious. They do that to drill it into you because they find that people who've been in accidents, they're trying to unclip the seatbelt like a car seatbelt because that's where your brain instantly goes. So they want to remind you every single time so that it becomes instinctive so that you do know in a panic what to do, because you're right, you would forget, wouldn't you?
You would. But I mean, are you going to watch that video every time before you go away on holiday?
Well,
is that
should
what they're
you?
Hoping? Oh,
do you think you should? It scared me watching it a little bit.
Me too. And it almost puts you off going away in the first place. You know, would it put you off going on holiday, period?
But we're living in different times, aren't we? It doesn't put you off when you know what kind of injections you've got to get to go somewhere. You know? The fact that you could catch a disease, so you have to get a vaccination before you leave, that wouldn't necessarily put you off going to that place. It's just something you've got to do because of how we live.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, or should we be forced to watch it maybe on the plane, like we are forced to watch all of the other videos?
So it just comes on like after your safety video.
Yeah.
Here's another safety video possibly about what might, you know, what could happen in the unfortunate event of an attack.
Because I know there's a lot of people who hate watching the safety video on flights because they're not comfortable flyers.
Yeah.
And they hate that thought of worst possible scenario. But then you should probably be aware. And the other thing is, should you be letting kids watch it? Should kids be watching that video? Or would it scare them too much?
I think it would scare them, yeah. Depending on the age of the child, you know, but any young children, you know, teenagers maybe, but any younger than that, no. I wouldn't be wanting my kids to watch it.
Have you ever looked, when you've gotten on holiday recently, for somewhere to hide in your hotel room? Have you thought about this?
Never.
Never?
No. Why,
I
you?
Have, yeah. I
well,
really
what do you
have.
Go, what do you, go, you actually go around your hotel room and look for cupboards and things
well,
you could get in?
It was the first time I'd travelled on my own in ages, and I went to Russia. And I remember being in the hotel and hearing some really loud noises outside, and I just instantly felt panicked. And I thought to myself, where would I hide? I had that thought. And then had a little quick look around.
Did you find anywhere?
Well, I was thinking bathroom, through the tiles at the top. They had like those polystyrene tiles
so
getting there.
Did you climb up? No.
But I thought, where would you hide? Because they do tell you to get to your room, to barricade yourself in. But I always think it'd be better to have a hiding place so that it looked like your room was just empty rather than it was barricaded.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do think about this quite a lot. I am a worst case scenario person.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through and through.
Yeah.
I think that's how I've made it to this age.
looking at the worst possible thing that can happen.
Yeah. Mm. But we'd love to know from you today. Jump onto our Facebook page. Jump onto Twitter if you're a Twitter fan. @BY1038FM is where you'll find us. Would you watch this video if you're travelling this summer? And if not, why not? What are you scared of? It's informative.
I suppose it is informative, but it's, you know, is it informative, obvious informative?
Ah, okay.
You know, if an attack happens, you're not going to stand there and say, hi, I'm over here, are you? You know,
you're going to get out. And they wouldn't know what to do necessarily. So I think if you've got in your mind, oh yeah, I saw that and it did tell me to do this, then maybe you would think about that. And we're going to come back. We'd love to take your calls on this. Do get in touch with the show today.
Talking about a video that's been uploaded to YouTube by the counter-terrorism authorities to tell travellers what to do if they're caught up in an attack. And the police and government ministers in the UK are supporting the effort and encouraging holidaymakers to take note of the run, hide, tell safety procedure on the video.
Yeah, we've tweeted this video, a link to it, so you can find it on there, on our Twitter account, which is DubaiEye1038FM. Here's a tiny little snippet of that video.
Only when you are safe, call the police. Tell them clearly where the attack is happening, where you are, how many attackers you have seen. When the police arrive, they will be armed. They will deal with the immediate threat first. prevent further casualties.
You can hear just by the music in the background, it's a terrifying video to watch, especially if you're just heading off on holiday.
Yeah.
And we'd like to hear from you today. And we want to know whether you think about this when you're heading off on your holidays. You pack in, you're excited, you're going somewhere new probably. Is this something that you really don't want to be
thinking
about?
Yeah, I mean, is it going to put you completely in the wrong frame of mind? We've got Christina joining us on the line. Maybe a little bit later on.
Yeah, we've got Rupert first. Hello, Rupert.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Now, this is not something you want to be thinking about when you're heading off on your holidays, is it?
Well, unfortunately, I do.
You do? You're like me. Worst case scenario, are you?
Well, plan for the worst, hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. That's what my dad would say.
So would you watch this video, Rupert?
I probably would.
Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Okay, are you going away this summer?
I just came back from Cyprus this weekend.
Oh, did you have a nice time?
It was lovely. It was a wonderful island.
Gorgeous.
I have to recommend it to anyone. It's gorgeous.
So is that all you all done for the summer then?
I'm sorry?
Is that you all done holiday-wise for the summer?
I don't know yet.
Ah, okay. So next time you go away, will you go out of your way to find this video and watch it before you leave?
I don't know. Maybe. I doubt I would. I'm kind of versed in it anyway from my my training in the past in the military. So,
I mean, you know, should it be shown? Do you think maybe on a flight so that you know everybody sees what they might you know have to do in a situation like this?
I don't know. I would let the airlines figure that out.
Because people aren't going to seek it out, I don't think. I don't think they're going to go and look for it themselves
no,
to
don't.
Watch it.
No, me neither.
It's great that it's there, but I just don't think people are going to go and look for it themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you heard it earlier on, the soundtrack from it, did you think it was pretty much stating the obvious? You know, run in the opposite direction, you know, find a place to hide? Or would people, I mean, Steph's saying maybe people might freeze and forget to do those things.
It's obvious when you're not in a panic situation. When you're in a panic situation, most people, they do exactly that. They panic, and they run. You ever see, if you ever watch the videos from back during 9/11 in New York, you'll see people running in every direction. They're running past one another. Nobody knows where to go or what to do. They're just running. So, yeah, in a panic situation, people just forget or don't even think. So it might be a good idea to look at this video just to give you an idea of what to do. So,
and what about showing it to kids?
I don't know about the kids. If they're with adults, I mean, the kids are going to follow what the adults do. So probably only the adults need to look at it.
Ah, you see, this is the thing, though. They're not always going to be with the adults, are they? They might be on the beach. They might be separated. They might be at the kids' camp.
That's true. I don't know. I hadn't thought about that.
Okay, we'll put that question out there as well. Thank you so much for your call, Rupert. Appreciate it, as always. And we're going to go back to the lines. We got Christina there? Nope. Marcus is trying to get Christina back. So get in touch today. Let us know. Is it something that you think about when you go on holiday, a terrorist attack?
Not really. I mean, maybe in the very, very far recesses of my mind it might be. But on the whole, it's not something I really think about when I go on a holiday. We were actually over in Thailand last year and in Koh Samui when there were a couple of terrorist attacks on a couple of the other islands there. So being there then, that was kind of brought it to the forefront a little bit and just made us a little bit wary, but not too much. But on the whole, it's not something I really think about all too much.
Do you know, it's never really been something that I've thought about, but only probably with so many happening so often and in so many different places. Yeah, it has crossed my mind. For example, with the UK, I'm going back to see my dad and my sister. I'm taking my kids. And yeah, it was something that did come to mind. But I'm still going, so it's not stopping me.
It would be at the back of my mind if, as you said, the destination I was going to, you know, is known for attacks or has experienced a lot of attacks in recent years or is in a war zone. But normally when I go on a holiday, I don't even think about these things because, you know, there are other things which are more likely to kill you than a terrorist attack. So, no, I would normally I wouldn't think about it.
Not always, because when I'm, you know, zeroing in on a location, I would consider how safe that location is and are there any disturbances currently happening in that particular place. So based on that, I would settle on the location.
We're going to get Christina on the line now. Christina?
Yes.
Hi, thanks for joining us on the ticket. Is this something you think about, Christina, when you're heading off on your holidays to have some fun? Do you think about the worst possible scenario of there being a terrorist attack?
Not like you're always thinking about it, but because it happens now so often, you know, you hear about, you know, Bali and you hear about London and you hear about Paris, that you kind of think that it is a possibility because obviously they're looking for places that are crowded. And, you know, all touristic places will be, you know, crowded during holidays.
So do you think watching this video would help you and your family in, you know, in that worst case scenario should something happen?
I think it would. I mean, it's like with everything, you know. Obviously, you've seen the video of what to do if there's decompression in the cabin so many times that everybody knows that if there's decompression, a plastic thing is going to fall off from the roof and you have to put it over your nose before you put it over anyone that needs help.
Yeah.
And you've seen it so many times that you will do it, you know, without thinking. And I think a lot of the times when you're in a stressful situation, even if you have adrenaline running through you, your brain locks, you know, you don't think clearly. So you need to do things by automatic reaction.
Okay, big question. Christina, are you going to watch the video? Are you going to seek it out and actually sit down and watch it?
Oh, as soon as I get home, yes. I will watch it as soon as I get home. My children are very young right now, so they probably just, you know, wouldn't completely understand the situation. But as soon as they're 14, and I know they will be going to the cinema by themselves or with a friend just to walk over in a mall or something, I would make sure they see it as well.
Christina, thanks for your thoughts this afternoon. Keep them coming in. 4001. Would you seek out and watch this video? Do you think it would help in you know, a dreadful situation? Or is it something that you're not going to bother even watching?
If you do want to watch it, you can find it via our Facebook page, Dubai Eye 103.8. Have a little look. It's called How to Survive a Terrorist Attack. We are going to come back after your headlines and we'll talk more about it then.
Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
Holidaymakers are being urged to be alert to the risk of a terrorist attack when they're abroad. And a film has been uploaded to YouTube yesterday by the counter-terrorism authorities. It's a guide on what to do if you do happen to be caught up in something this awful when you travel. It's on our Facebook page, Dubai Eye 103.8 FM. Go and check it out and see what you think. We want to know from you today if you will actively go and watch this video before you travel.
Yeah, and we're getting thoughts of our listeners. We've got Kunal joining us right now on the show. Kunal, is it something that you would actively seek out and take a look at before you went on holiday?
Yes. The answer is yes. In fact, I have a theory on this whole subject as well. You know, a lot of times, you know, fear is the cause of, you know, like one of your listeners said that, you know, you panic and then you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Now, let's say because of these videos and more of them can surface, you know, in due course of time, everyone in the plane, for instance, if it's a hijack situation or if, let's say, you're in a big carnival and something like this happens, the more prepared people are, the more fearful the bad guys would be. Because they would not know what they're dealing with. You see, like we see in the movies, you know, a lot of times when someone pulls out a gun in an aircraft, everybody panics. But this time, in the different scenario, you'll have all of those 300 passengers who know what to do. And then, you know, it'll kind of make, you know, the bad guys feel scared in a way.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the bad guys, as you're calling them, know exactly what everyone will do.
Well, then that's I guess, you know, just one suggestion. But
I guess there's two ways of looking at that, isn't there?
And is it going to, you know, have a whole bunch of people going on holiday that are completely paranoid?
Yeah, well, but then I think we have to take this video as more of a safety sort of, you know, angle rather than thinking like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And I think if you know the worst case scenario and then if you're okay with it, then you can sleep more peacefully at the night. That's what I feel.
I think so too. Kunal, thank you so much for your call. Really appreciate it. We're going to stay with the lines and we're going to chat to Debbie next. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to The Ticket.
Hi. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Have you seen the video?
I did. I went and had a look at it yesterday when one of the morning shows on your station was speaking about it. And yeah, I mean, as soon as I hear of a resource, I'll go and have a look at it.
And did you get anything from it? Do you think you benefited from watching it?
I did, actually. I suppose I come from a different angle because I'm an educator, and for me, anything that especially that is related to this changing world is an opportunity to learn. And we often say that, you know, people don't hear or understand a message the first time or the second time. We often laugh and say, you know, tell them what they're going to know, tell them, and then tell them what you told them.
Yeah.
And basically, what I'm sort of thinking here, listening to this, is holiday or not, this is our reality. So let's not bury our head in the sand. There's a resource out there for extra awareness. You'll never get desire before awareness, and hello, it's there.
Although I did read an interesting stat the other day that said you're more likely to die from a bee sting than from a terrorist attack, and we're not watching videos about how to avoid bee stings.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's another thing. If something happened with, I don't know, the currency, you know, your money in your back in your country, you'd be looking at every single, I don't know, every single link that you possibly could. So surely just having an extra bit of awareness of what's going on in the world can't be a bad thing. If you're going to become paranoid about it, then maybe that's a totally different issue. There's a lot more brewing underneath.
As an educator, do you think we should be showing this video to kids?
I think in a guided way, yes. Children have great imaginations, as you know. So basically, if an adult would sit with them and discuss it after or even before, and, you know, because even children know about terrorism at the moment. I happened to use the word bomb in front of my niece the other day. She's all of four, and her reaction was, ooh, yuck. And I thought, wow, she even knows about bombs. So, you know, they know. Keep the awareness, keep the transparency, but bring it into their language and maybe even adapt that conversation to, okay, so if that happened in your local neighbourhood and choose maybe the shopping centre they know, where would you run to, where would you hide, and what would you say? To make it a little bit of fun. But, yeah, it's reality.
That's
interesting. And you dig your head in the sand, I think it's a lost opportunity.
Well, would it not scare them, though, if they're going on holiday and, you know, you're telling them all these things? Well, you know, they might turn around and say, I'd rather not go, I'd rather stay home.
Yeah, but you contextualise it. You don't say, because we're going on holiday. You know, have a chat about what's happening in the world. And maybe something happened, I don't know, today. Let's say, for example, in London. You're going on holiday next week. You could just bring the newspaper or the internet up in front of them and say, you know, what's this all about? What do you know? How can I help you understand it? And then if they ask you, oh, God, what happens if that happens on a holiday? Well, you know, and open that conversation.
Christina said that she wouldn't show her children till they were about 14. Is that a little bit too old?
I think children are a lot more aware of things than sometimes adults are. They know what's going on. It's just a matter of contextualising it in a way that is going to bring their life into perspective for them. If we don't show them, as I said, my four-year-old niece knows what a bomb is. My God, where the hell did she know that from? Obviously the media or something written in a shopping centre. You can't wrap them up in bubble wrap. They're part of our world like us. But we have an obligation to make it less scary for them and let them know that we're there wherever we can.
Debbie, speaking tons of sense as always. Thank you so much for your call. Let us know today, will you take the time out to watch this video on how to survive a terrorist attack?
Again, it depends. If this video is, you know, related to that particular destination, then I would take the initiative to watch it. But otherwise, I might not. I know these are like general directives, and these kind of incidents could happen anywhere. But, you know, watching a video before going on holidays, it's not really my idea.
Probably not. I know that's probably a very bad thing to say, but I know I'm probably going to see it, or other people are going to be talking about it and they're going to be saying things, but I would like to think that I would know what to do in a crisis, because something like that, I think there's a lot of common sense, but maybe in when you're caught up in the panic, maybe that all flies out the window. I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm not going to go out of my way to go watch the video.
Yeah, we'll do. I think so. I think it's worthwhile. I think it can only help, can't it? You know, there's no harm in having that little bit of knowledge, that little bit of expertise, you know, from people who know what they're talking about and the best thing to do. I think it's a good idea, and it's something I'll certainly check out.
Well, I did take time out to watch it because I was curious. You know, I'm a journalist, so I like to, you know, watch whatever's maybe trending online. So, yeah, I would take time out to watch it.
So, mixed bag.
Yeah, some of our colleagues there would, some wouldn't. But, you know, when it comes to showing it to children, Debbie said, not until they're 14 years old. What
no,
do you
Christina
think?
Said
Christina
that.
Said, not until you're 14 years old. What would you think?
I can see both sides. I can see reasons to say yes and no. I'll side with saying yes because, again, there's no harm in educating them in the best thing to do. You know, they get taught what to do in case of a fire. A lot will get taught what to do in case somebody collapses or something like that, something happens at home. And I think it can only be a good thing to teach children, to say, you know, it's unlikely to happen, but if something does happen, this is what you need to do, because at the end of the day, it's safety and that comes first.
I don't think it's a bad thing if they do. I know in my kids' school, they actually do drills if there was ever an attack or... for example, that they're very sensitive towards the younger kids and how they explain it, but they have a lockdown procedure. So you stay in your classroom, it's locked down, you're protected behind the desks, and in case somebody came into the school with a weapon. And I'm really grateful that the school actually do have a drill like that.
I think it's too alarmist, and I wouldn't, you know, make a child watch it, because it's just unnecessary. Unnecessary. You don't need to have that fear when you're going on holiday. And also, you know, all the advice they're giving, you wouldn't even think of any of that if, God forbid, you're in that situation. So why would you want to scare your child in the first place? So no, I wouldn't make my child watch a video like that.
Not really. I think it depends on the age of the child as well, because quite often they wouldn't understand, you know, what this is related to, and, you know, it might give them other ideas, especially before, you know, heading out on holidays. So it depends on the age of the child.
Very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
If you do want to watch that video on how to survive a terrorist attack, it's recommended you watch it before you go on your holidays. You can find it on the Dubai Eye Facebook page today.